Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andy Arnott, and this is a Seller Roundtable Extra. Amy's off in China this week. I believe she is still there next week, so you guys are going to have to put up with me. In this episode, I'm actually going to cover just some tips, tricks, tactics, kind of how to use the Seller SEO platform to really maximize your Amazon business. You know, generally we keep this, the Seller Roundtables to, stuff not related to my own tool, but, I feel like, at least one session where, some of you guys who use the platform and some of you who don't can learn really how that, how it can help your business a lot. So, I'm going to go through, I'm going to focus mostly on creating PPC campaigns today using the PPC Dominator tool. These practices can be used manually as well. If you know how to create a PPC campaign, just, the basics, it should help you as well. I'm also going to go in and kind of just give you a general overview of each tool and, what it does and how it can help your business. So without further ado, let me go ahead and share my screen. And all right. If somebody can let me know in the comments, if you can see my screen, that would be great. If not, we'll just keep on trucking. Why can't I find the sidebar? There it is. All right. Let me move this out of the way. Okay. And why won't it let me show the chat? There it is. Okay. Perfect. Thanks, guys. Okay, so here we go. So this is the first kind of the initial dashboard when you first log into Seller SEO if you've not used the tool before. Here are kind of links to videos that link to specific tools, but today I'm going to show you how this actually all works, so you guys can kind of get a good idea. I'm just going to go over the sidebar here real quick. Let me expand that. So you can see, so this is the initial dashboard, a Costinator. This will help you figure out, profit and things like that. I'll show you how to step through this really quick. SourceForce, this is to just get some product ideas. Listing Lightning, this is a tool that a lot of people really love, which is the ability to create super optimized listings with very little effort. Keyword Miner is if you'd like to generate some keywords for your offsite traffic, if you're doing that manually. Index Checker is, of course, to see if your product's indexing for keywords. RankRocket is going to show you specific keyword ranks, your average, your top ranking, things like that. PPC Dominator, this is the tool that we're going to concentrate the most on today. And I'm going to show you how to use some other tools with this tool that really kind of make it super effective. Rainmaker is the PPC optimization tool. Traffic Titan, this is to create campaigns that help you rank keywords on Amazon. Daydream, this is a day parting product that lets you show when to start and stop your Amazon campaigns. And last but not least, Pandora, this is will let you spy on your competitors. So first off, I'm going to since I've got this product tracked for a while, I'm going to use this as the example. So Index Checker, say you are selling this product and, for some reason you're not getting traction or seeing many results. Oops, Index Checker. And you're wondering what's going on. So first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to get your ASIN. Now you can check by keywords or phrases. Generally, Amazon is more phrase-based now for relevancy. So I like to use phrase. If you're going to use phrases, you would just separate the phrase by a comma. You can extend this box out. The reason we have these separated like this is if you're checking, say, your title, a bullet point or something like that, it'll actually tell you if that keyword's indexed in this line or in this line. So it'll let you know really if those keywords are separate or are indexed and by which section of your listing. So that's what those rows are for. So let's go ahead and do this, and let's do essential oil and essential oil set. You can see here I've got it separated by a comma. We're going to go ahead and hit check now. This actually checks real time, so you're not going to get like data that's cached or anything like that. So you can see here that essential oil is indexed. It says true here, and it says essential oil set. We are not indexed. So, you know, if we had an essential oil set, if this was something that we were really trying to focus on, what we'd want to do is make sure that we add this phrase to our listing more prevalently. So maybe if it's really important, you know, of course in the title, if not as important, then, you know, bullet points and description, or maybe even in the back end, just kind of depends on what, you know, how aggressive you want to be on targeting that that phrase. So that's pretty much how this works. And like I said, this is useful to make sure that if you've got important keywords that aren't indexed, you can go back to your listing and make some edits to make sure that you get indexed for those phrases. Generally, relevancy is, there's a lot of different factors, but one of the main factors is how many times this phrase is seen within your listing. So, you know, if Amazon doesn't see this phrase in your listing at all, it won't index for it. There are times where it could index for it. If for some reason you were doing PPC or something on this keyword and it's converted, you might still index for that. But generally, that's not the case. You won't even show on PPC if you don't have that in your listing. Okay, so we've got that covered. We can kind of see here that we're indexed. And so that's definitely something that we'd want to do early on. Now, I'm going to go back and go from top to bottom here just so you guys can kind of keep it in order. So the Acostinator, once again, I'm going to use that same ASIN. And what we do is we're going to put that in, we're going to hit fetch. What that does is it gets the weight, the length, the width, the height, and then the sales price, and then the estimated Amazon fees, and then, you know, if you sold these many units. So in this case, you know, it's an essential oil bottle, a small one, it looked like. Let's make a guess and say that those cost $1.25 to produce, and it costs 25 cents per unit to ship it to FBA with all the overhead, you know, import duties, all those kinds of things you'd want to incorporate into this shipping overhead cost. This is not including PPC. This should be separate from this. And then we can see here that using this data, at this sales price and these fees, we can expect a profit of $2.60 if this was our data, our manufacturing costs, and our overhead. You can see here that our break-even ACoS would be 26%. Now, your target ACoS would be, you know, what you're actually going for. Now, if you were doing a break-even ACoS, that's exactly what it is. You break even, you make $0 on this. So if your ACoS was at 26% on this product, you'd be breaking even. So say you want a profit margin of 15%, which is fairly low. I wouldn't suggest that, but I'm just using this as an example. Then that would mean your target ACoS would be 11%. And then your total profit on this product would be $260 minus the PPC cost. So it would be minus 15%. This is just your total profit, not including PPC. But say you sold 1,000 of these, you know, your total profit would be 2,600 minus 15% or whatever you set here, you know, because of PPC costs. So this tool is really helpful. I use this tool a lot when I'm sourcing, like when I'm looking at products to source, because this will give me a really, and you don't necessarily like, say you don't have an ASIN, you can actually plug all this data in manually. So you can plug in, say the height was 0.5, and then you just hit this refresh. It'll change your fees and all this stuff here will update. So you can plug this in. You don't need an ASIN. You can do this manually. The other way to do this is you can also just grab a competitor's ASIN that has a similar product, like size, shape, weight, things like that, and dump that in here, and then hit fetch and do that same calculation. So like I said, this is a tool that I go to a lot for sourcing to kind of, you know, get a gauge of what I can expect, you know, if I sell a certain number of units and what my profit margin would be. All right, so that's Acostinator. That's actually one of the tools that's free if you sign up. Even if you don't have a paid account, you can use this tool for free. Same thing with our SourceForce. This tool is just, you know, for getting ideas. So say, we want some office products from $20 to say $200, and we want products with less than 50 reviews, and we don't want it sold by Amazon, so we're not competing with them. We go ahead and filter it out, and then we get some ideas here, and then you can of course click on them, and it'll take you and it'll show you kind of the price trends, rank trends, things like that. So that's pretty useful stuff. So this is, you've probably seen similar tools to this, within all the other main platforms. To us, this is kind of an older way to source. I mean, this is still helpful for ideas, but you're going to get a lot of Me Too products if you do this type of sourcing. So use this only for, getting some ideas. How you want to source today is more keyword and competition based. I'll show you that in an upcoming episode where I've been doing a lot of digging into, because I'm sourcing some new products myself right now, and it's kind of changed. So I'm going to try to take note of that and kind of pass that on to you guys. So the next tool, and this tool is one of my favorites. It's also one of Amy's favorites as well. The reason I love this tool so much is because, you know, I used to do this by hand. I used to use, some of my competitors' tools to get keyword ideas and then, filter them, sort them, you know, all that stuff. It was just super tedious. And, optimizing one listing the right way would take me anywhere from 6 hours to multiple days. So this was really cool. So in this case, say once again that we're doing our essential oil example here. All you need to do is type in essential oil, and then you hit go. And we actually check multiple data points, and we have an algorithm that we'll go through and figure out, without giving away our secrets, kind of which keywords are the best keywords and where to place them. Which is really powerful. To do this in, any of the other tools is multiple steps and take you 10 times as long, just because there's so many steps that you have to go through. That's one of the main reasons I created this tool for myself. If you've listened to me before, you know that I have over 600 SKUs. So trying to manage and optimize all those SKUs was getting really time consuming and difficult. So this was to solve that problem. So in this case, when we do essential oils, we're going to get kind of a wide, that's kind of a very focused keyword, and it might not be completely relevant to, what we're doing. So let's go a little bit, say it's a lemon essential oil. Let's steal this. So let's go back to this, and we'll do, say we're selling a lemon essential oil, and we're going to go ahead and do this again. And what you'll see is this will now kind of pare it down and make it a little more relevant to just lemon essential oil. So you can see here, lemon essential oil organic, lemon essential oil 4 ounces, pure lemon essential oil, Young Living. That's a brand, so we probably won't use that. Generally, you don't want to use other people's brands in your listing. Generally that's against TOS. Now, how you can kind of ninja hack that is you could include the word Young and Living multiple times throughout the listing and hope that you will rank for that keyword. So, all right, so I'm going to just go through here really quickly and just show you the basics on how this tool works and how it's really powerful. And a lot of people using this tool will get Amazon Choice badges and show up on page one or two with, very minimal marketing. That's, of course, I don't want to claim that will be for everyone, depending on the competition of products and a whole lot of other factors. But this tool will really, really help you if you don't know a lot about SEO, even if you do, just to save you time. But in this case, lemon essential oil is our most,
sought after or the most searched and relevant keyword, which makes sense. That's our first search term up here. So we, of course, would want to add that as the first phrase in our listing. So we could say Limit Essential Oil by, Oil Co. That's going to be our company. And then, say that, our oil is organic or something like that. You could say, quality, if I could spell that correctly, top quality lemon oil, organic. Let's see, how can we make that sound right? Lemon essential oil, organic, organic ingredients. Typing way too fast here. Okay, so we've got a couple of the most searched keywords in our first part of our title. You can see here we've got 82 characters. This is a mobile title, so we might want to try to maybe pare this down a little bit. We could just say quality instead of top quality, and this will show up on our mobile search, and it also contains two of the most important phrases. Now, the other cool thing about this tool, if you haven't used it before, is you can go ahead and highlight the whole thing, and then you can change it. So we want to make it look pretty, so we're going to say title case, and that'll automatically make that edit for you. Now we're going to go to the next line. The cool thing about this too is, these are still important words, but we didn't have space for them up here, so we can go ahead now and drop them in part two if we want to. So we can say, organic ingredients. We're going to want to put a space here or a pipe, depending on what you, a dash or a pipe. If you don't know what a pipe is, it's that, the kind of horizontal or a vertical line like that. It depends on what you like. I use both. I think the pipe actually looks cleaner, but sometimes I'll use the dash. I don't see it affecting, from what we've researched and seen, Amazon ignores special characters. So it just sees this as a space, so it doesn't really matter. Okay, so we're going to keep going here, and we're going to say essential oil, organic ingredients, and then we're going to say convenient size. Now, some of this might not read really well. Our goal here is to try to get all these phrases in without it sounding too terrible. So lemon essential oil by Oil Co. Quality lemon essential oil, organic ingredients. It sounds a little wonky, but because you're getting these really important phrases in your title, that's going to offset anybody reading this who thinks that's a little wonky. It'll be made up for more so with the organic search. You'll have way more eyeballs seeing this, so your conversion and sales will be higher. So we'd go ahead and continue. Let's see, plant therapy. Great for, now this is going to be my best work because I'm just doing this quickly because you guys will get bored if you watch me actually do this. Great for lemon essential oil plant therapy. Let's see here. For pick or buy, let's see, buy multiple. Lemon essential oil. This is just saying, hey, are you sure you want to put this keyword from title one into title two? Now, if you had room, you'd want to, keep it there, but I never show this again. To me, I just let it flow. So you can just say never show again. Buy multiple lemon essential oil, 4 ounce packs or something like that, 4 ounce bottles. Once again, this does look a little bit wonky, and actually buy multiple essential oil, 4 ounce bottles. Let's see if there's any get. Get our lemon essential oil now. So we're a little bit over. So let's see if we can go, let's just say buy lemon essential oil, 4 ounce bottles, buy 4 ounce bottles gives us. Okay, so that works. Now, like I said, it might sound a little bit wonky. You can test this. This is like a super highly optimized because we're using, I think we used three or four, four of the most important phrases that made sense in this title. If you wanted to read better, you can also, you know, you can ultimately pare some of those out. But generally we see these highly optimized titles working really well when it comes to ranking organically and getting some really good relevance. All right. So we're going to keep moving down. You know, you can also, once again, you can keep using these, most important phrases further down. So in this case, I would say, let's see here, we'll say Oilco's 100% pure, those lemon essential oils, 100% pure, manufacturing process. Let's see, Oilco has, well, whatever. Okay, so once again, we'd go ahead and take this. Like I said, this is not going to be my best work. I'd actually make this flow a lot better. It would sound a lot better if I took a lot of time doing this, but I'm just kind of showing you how this tool works. So Oilco has lemon essential oils, 100% pure manufacturing process. Maybe to make this pop, you want to highlight this and say, make this all uppercase. You will love, lemon and oil. Let's see, lemon oil is great for relieving headaches and aches and pains. So once again, you're incorporating these phrases. You just saw lemon oil was down here. I dropped that in up here. The other cool thing about this tool too is you'll drop keywords wherever you place it. So say you forgot something back here, or you wanted to add something before this, you can go ahead and just click your cursor there, and you can say pure oil, like that. So you can see it just dropped it here before all this. And then once again, you can highlight just parts of the text and then change it. So maybe you just wanted pure oil to be title case. So you can just highlight that one section and then it changes the text for where it's highlighted. Okay, now as you're doing this, the other cool thing about this tool is you can actually save the listing. You can use the main keyword, or you can use an ASIN. You could say ASIN or title. I'll just call that lemon essential oil, hit save. And what this will do too, which is kind of cool, is it'll make versions. So like if you want to test multiple versions, like A/B test, or as you're going, I messed this up, I want to go back. You can do this. You can go, this is one. Let's save this, and then we'll do lemon essential oil. Oops. Okay, and we'll save it again. And then what you'll see here is we can go back to save listings, and then you can see it says two versions. So here's my version one. If I click on that, you'll see it drop. It took that out, that section I just added. You go, oh no, I actually like that. You can go back in here, click versions, click back to two, and you can see it's added back in. So it's really cool. This is also really convenient if you're building a listing and you want to step away and come back to it. So that's pretty cool. All right. So what you would do is you would just continue this process down all the way to the bottom, adding as many of these phrases throughout your bullet points and throughout your description. And then also for your backend keyword. So depending on what you use, you can see here, these are all unused, single words. Young Living is a brand. So some of these are brands. So, but like therapeutic, could be a good one. But if you add that, so this one is, so you add therapeutic, you can see it drops out of here. These are also ranked by importance. So the ones higher up are going to be the ones that are going to be the most useful. And get the most volume and relevance, and then it kind of goes down from there. Some of these might not make any sense. They're either going to be, maybe flavors or colors or You know, who knows? But some of these might not make sense. So you really want to go through and kind of, you know, pick if you're frankincense or mint, you know, you could say maybe this pairs well with or something, but some of this might not make complete sense. And that's just the nature of the beast. You know, when you do a search, no matter where you are, you're going to get keywords that are supporting keywords, but may not be completely relevant for your listing or your product. So you'd want to go ahead and cherry pick out of those. Now, the other cool thing that you'll see here is as you scroll down, those windows pop out and come with you so that they're always in view. And then the other thing we have here is the top 10 phrases. And if you hover over that, it says use these phrases in multiple locations. So these are the most important phrases. Now, of course, you only want to pick the ones that are, you know, relevant to your listing. But kind of a rule of thumb that we say is if it's an important phrase, it should be in your title and at least one bullet point. But we suggest in your title, two bullet points, and then also in your description. So that way you're getting at least three mentions of that phrase, but up to four. A lot of times we do four just to make sure that if it's a really important phrase, we get it covered. Once again, this will just drop keywords where your cursor is. So if you got your cursor there and you drop that, boom, you'll see it'll go wherever your cursor is. So therapeutic lemon essential oil, there it is again. So you keep going down the list here, and once again reporting or repeating these important phrases at the end. A lot of these, so you can see here, Young Living Food Grade. These are all the single keywords that are left that you haven't used throughout your listing. And that's would be your backend keywords. You'd hit add all, and then it'll go ahead and add that. Now, if you know some of these don't make sense, then you're going to want to go back to these unused words. So say, uses, and that might not be a good one. doTERRA, you know, that's a brand name. It may or may not get indexed. We might want to take that out. But then, cleaning lemongrass, either of those might be sort of relevant. So we can go ahead and drop those in here, and you'll see those all come out of here. And then 250 is the max characters for the back end. So you want to try to get as close to that as possible. You know, extract, essence, scented, all those look like they'd be pretty good ones as well. So we drop those in, and we just keep going on these back ends until, you know, we use as many of these unused keywords down here that we can. All right. So, you know, once we're done, once again, we'd want to save this so we can always come back to it again. Later on, if we want to make edits or change this, that's what's really cool is you don't have to go into Seller Central, like copy it over, grab it again, whatever. It's all saved here. You can just come back and edit it. Once again, you can also test versions, like because you've got it saved. You got your three versions here. So you've got them finished and you want to test this version, but you've added something. You can come and copy that version over, and then you can come back and look at it and see if it performs better or worse than a different version. So that versioning is really, really cool. A couple other things just to point out here. When you're using this tool, you can do negative search terms if you want to. So, for example, say we got something that just doesn't make sense, like frankincense. You know, if we got frankincense, that doesn't make any sense at all. What you can do here is add that there and then hit search again. And what that'll do is it'll say any phrase that has the word frankincense in it, ignore it. You can see here it's no longer included, which that makes it really easy if you're getting, sometimes you'll get some really strange keywords with what your main phrase is. So that's how you can kind of get rid of them. Now, something to take note of, if you hover over this question mark here, it'll say, enter at least two words that most describe your product. So we started with essential oil, and I showed you how that would be a really wide search. So it probably wouldn't work the best if you were selling a lemon essential oil. Lemon essential oil would be the better term to search. So you want to get, fairly specific, depending on what it is, usually two minimum, but usually three words, a phrase of three words is probably going to work the best for you. So that's something to think about when you're doing this. Another thing is we just released, beta for this. So we have different marketplaces. So you can try, some of these different marketplaces using this tool, which is also pretty cool. All right. So that's Listing Lightning. If anybody has any questions on this tool, feel free to drop them in the, in the chat. Once again, this is a tool that we spent months and months and months, working on. One of the tools that just, we really saw the potential of this tool and saw how powerful this tool was, and we really wanted to be sure that this tool is going to work really, really well. Now, something else really neat about this, which we'll kind of I'll show you later, is you can send to PVC. Is you can just click that, which is really neat. Watch this. So what will happen is boom. So it just went to the PVC Dominator tool. So all the keywords that you just used on the Listing Lightning tool automatically got transferred to our PVC Dominator tool. So you can create a PVC campaign from the keywords and they're already entered for you just with one click, which will save you a ton of time. Like I said, PVC Dominator is what I'm going to kind of go in depth on here shortly, but I'm going to go, you know, through some of these other tools kind of quickly to make sure that you got everyone. Wendy's asking, do backend words show up? They do not show up in a search. So I think you're meaning like on the front end, like when a customer is searching on Amazon, they do not. Backend keywords are kind of supporting keywords. So it's keywords that may not make sense for being in your listing, but you know, you want them behind the scenes, and it might be something kind of weird that, you know, if somebody saw it on the front end, they'd kind of, you know, be taken aback. It might be a supporting phrase or, you know, something that might not make sense, like patchouli, you know, that might be something that's kind of weird. Doesn't really make sense to be on the front end, but on the back end might be. So that's kind of where those come into play. All right. So let's keep going here. The other keywords or the other tools I'm going to touch on pretty quickly, Keyword Miner. This is just a keyword tool. So that'll give you a quick thing. We are actually probably going to phase this tool out. If you haven't used it yet, we have, let me do this again. We have a Chrome extension now that is kind of what we use and what we suggest our users use. You can get a ton of suggestions here. You can also get competition. And, you know, maybe I'll do a whole nother, demo on this tool, but I'm going to stop it real quick. So we're not sitting here forever. I think it will probably have already gotten some. So yeah, you can see here. So here's the keywords and then here's the competition. So you can see with this keyword, you'd be competing with 1,000 other products approximately. And then this one, 7,000, 3,000, you know, all those kinds of things. And then we also give you some other really useful data like number of ads. You know, if there's this one says there's no ads on the first page, that might mean that it's very rare that you find any keywords that don't have ads. But what it might mean is that Amazon's got some kind of like either Amazon ad or some kind of special header on that page. You could also see here if it's got a headline ad or not. That one's actually pretty useful because you might actually find some without headline ads. Average price for that keyword. So, the average price of products that match this keyword are $16. That's also super helpful. Average review count. This is how many reviews on average the keyword or the products that match these keywords have. Average rating. This is, if it's 4 stars, 3.5 stars, something like that. That's what this is. 30 days to rank. These are how many products you would need to sell in 30 days in order to rank for this keyword. Generally, that's for like a top three ranking. And then this would be on a daily to rank. So this is how many you'd have to do every day. And this would be for the 30 days. So there's lots of really great data here. Play with this tool. We're going to update this tool as well shortly. We got some really cool stuff in the works when it comes to the new brand analytics. If you're brand registered, you have access to that data. And so that will be a really cool, volume is not populating, Harsha. Yeah, Amazon actually took that data away. We left it in there because, we're going to do some stuff with it, when it comes to brand analytics. So we didn't want to take it out and then put it back in, you know, it might confuse people even more. But that's why the volume's not there. Now we could guess, you know, all the other tools out there right now are giving you guesses, but we almost feel like that's a disservice because, you know, if we're guessing, it's kind of BS. It's kind of why I've really stopped recommending people use sourcing tools, you know, like Jungle Scout or I think Viral Launch has one. You know, there's a bunch of different sourcing tools out there. I'm telling people to just not use those tools anymore because the data that they're giving you is very unreliable. I actually did a test the other day with one of those tools. I'm not going to name names, but the data was extremely inaccurate, and I wouldn't bother using those tools. Those tools might be useful for getting product ideas once again, kind of like our SourceForce tool. But I would not use the sales numbers. The sales numbers are completely wrong. So don't use that. You can still look for things like reviews and ratings and things like that, a BSR rank, price, you can filter all by all those, but the sales number, and then they also, a lot of the tools will give you like a competition number or a rating or whatever. Those are all based on algorithms, and they're all wrong, at least the ones that I've tested so far. Some might be better than others, but I would use extreme caution using those tools because we're seeing so many Me Too products because people are using, those as kind of the first way to source. The way to source now is with keywords and competition. And once we get this tool updated, I'll go over that and tell you exactly how we're doing that now. Okay, so Keyword Miner, this tool is still useful in the fact that it'll give you some data like, this search volume. But this is not, it's inaccurate because it's old data. So like I said, we're probably going to phase this out. We don't want to give you guys false data. And any tool that says they're giving you real search volume is not telling you the truth. It's all algorithmically determined. All right. So we went to the index checker. I kind of went over that really quickly and why that's kind of an essential tool to make sure that you're actually being seen on search results. Rank Rocket. So this is another really essential tool, and a ton of sellers don't use tools like this. If you have a different tool, you're not using Seller SEO, I'm going to be sad. But that being said, you should be tracking your keywords somewhere, wherever it is. Make sure you're doing that. Now, some of the things, some of the reasons why you want to do this, if you click in here, you can see, rank by day. So, on this day, we're ranked 11, 12, 11. The price stayed steady at $10. And then we can also see the BSR. So, on the 10th, they had a BSR of 472, but they dropped way down, right here. So you can see they're dropping down. They pop back up a little bit here. But the reason you want to track these, so say, for example, you're running a promotion or, something like that, or you're using a two-step URL and you're targeting essential oil. You want to make sure that you're tracking this, because if you're seeing, something like this, like say you started a campaign, offsite traffic campaign on the 15th, right? And you're seeing, boop, you're dropping. You came back up to 11, but you're like below where you started. Then you can kind of tell that whatever campaign or whatever marketing you're doing is not working, or there's something going on there. So this is really good. You need this data to give you feedback. Same thing if you change a listing, if you change a title or, bullet points or whatever you do, you want to make sure you've got a decent list of keywords in here, at least your, most important 10 or 20 keywords, to make sure that you know where you're ranking and how that ranking is changing relative to changes you're making, whether it's on PVC or, like I said, listings or things like that. You want to gauge. The other way this is useful too is if you do, you can use this with PVC as well. Say you were being really aggressive with essential oil set on PVC. You could track and see, if you're not ranked at all like this product, and then you start an aggressive PVC campaign, and then you start seeing yourself rank, you can say, okay, well, that's working. Once again, if you don't see any movement, or, if you maybe show up and go back away or something like that, then you might want to rethink, the keywords, the strategy, your listing, things like that. That's when you go back and start testing and trying to figure out what's going on. Very essential to do this. The other cool thing that our tool has, which I'm not sure if anybody else does, I haven't seen that, is just, this is kind of cool. You can actually download a CSV as long as you've tracked this product. So if you've tracked it for like 2 years, you could download this. This might be good for like looking at trends. Say like, in January, this keyword's ranking really well, but in February it doesn't. It might be based on trends or things like that. And that might be good data to have to know that, if you're ranking really well on certain months to maybe bump up advertising or promotion, because you might get better results. Maybe it's like Christmas time or something, you rank. I know a lot of our products like during Q4 will all of a sudden pop back up, whereas because we have a lot of holiday-based keywords, things like that. So this is really good to kind of keep track of all of that. Really useful. To add products, pretty easy. You just hit add products. And then you can do add edit if you want to edit a current, or if you want to do a new one. Once again, we just added other marketplaces. This is in beta, but kind of a cool feature. So United States, you enter your ASIN and then your keywords here separated by commas, and then you can start tracking. And that's That's it. Pretty simple. And then, you know, we'll give you this graph and then we'll also give you a trend. You know, this one's staying steady. And then if it's going up or down, you'll see the trend arrow go up or down. Once again, this is, you know, keywords ranked 2 out of 2, ranking average 11, and then the top ranking we've ever had for this product was a 4. Okay, so let's move on. I'm going to go back to PPC Dominator because that's going to be what I'm going to cover in depth here. And I'm actually going through pretty long here, so I'm going to kind of blow through these tools. If you watch Sell Roundtable number 6, we go over this tool a lot more. Go refer back to that if you want to. I'm going to also do probably another whole session, not a Seller Roundtable, but a Seller Roundtable Extra, or maybe just a video on my own feeds or in the group that talk about how to use this tool, because there's really a lot to it. And I know PPC is kind of the hardest thing for people. So that's this tool here. Traffic Titan, once again, this would have to be a whole episode on its own. But once again, this is to automate offsite traffic. So what you do is you'd enter keywords and build a campaign that would actually build two-step URLs for you and then help you rank for those keywords. So this tool is also pretty awesome. Nobody I know is doing anything like this. So pretty unique. Daydream tool is it's just going to let you pause and unpause campaigns. So what we saw is like early in the morning, you know, from like midnight to like 4 a.m. Nobody's really buying. People are just, I call it browser shopping, like window shopping. They're looking at products, but they're not actually purchasing. So you're spending PPC into money for no reason. So you can actually go into the campaign level and start and stop campaigns throughout the day. Not only that, but you can also, do it by day as well. You know, what we've seen is Saturday and Sunday mornings usually pretty slow. So you can say, hey, on Saturday morning, you know, I don't want it to start till 11 a.m. On Sunday, I don't want it to start till 1 p.m., things like that. So you can get really advanced with that. And we've seen a huge decrease in our ACoS by using that tool. And we've heard from our users that they've kind of got the same kind of results. Now, I'm going to come back to this tool because I'm going to show you how to use this tool with PPC Dominator and how this tool really helps the Pandora tool, which is a competitor reverse ASIN lookup tool. So first off, let's go back to PPC Dominator. Now, what PPC Dominator is really quickly, and here's the keywords that we transferred from our listing lightning. I'm going to leave those in place really quickly to just show you how to build a keyword campaign, and then I'll come back to this and then I'll show you how to do some other stuff. But all right, so if you've ever used the Amazon campaign UI on Seller Central, it's pretty similar, but we've condensed it and made it, you know, it's much, much quicker to build a campaign with this, a fraction of the time actually. So we're just going to go through and say campaign one. Of course, you want to name it whatever. A good practice, what we usually do is campaign one, and then we would do keyword because it's a keyword campaign, and then we would say manual because it's a manual. I'm going to do a manual campaign. If you use this kind of naming in your campaigns, it'll help you a lot later on just to manage and search and sift through it. So that's best practice. The other thing you can do too is use the new portfolio thing on Amazon. To me, the portfolio thing is kind of a waste because I kind of just feel it's a double layer. If you just use intelligent naming, you don't need it. Daily budget, of course, this is going to vary by every seller. For us, it's usually about $100 a day minimum when we first start out. Generally it'd be like $200 if we're doing market research. Once again, that's going to vary greatly by your size of Amazon account, experience, things like that. Marketplace, which marketplace that these keywords are going to come from or go to. Start dates auto-filled for you, which would be today. End date. If you're doing, say, like a Valentine's Day or something like that, you might want to end date, but generally you leave that blank. You want that campaign to keep running. Right now we're doing a manual campaign. Bid strategy, I suggest for this, you start out with down only, and then once your campaign has a decent amount of data, after like 2 weeks or more, then you try up and down. What I found is that initially, if a campaign doesn't have much data, it doesn't work very well, but once it gets more data, the up and down actually seems to work better. So we'll start with down only. Top of search page. This is if you want to increase your bid by a percentage, that will change where you're. So in other words, if you're bidding $1 and you put 50 in here, this will automatically bid up to $1.50 if you have a chance to be the highest bid for the first page. So the first result on the page for that keyword. This is set at a campaign level. In this case, I'm just going to leave it blank for now. Product page works the same way. It's if you want your, you know, your product to show up higher on a product page, you can set that percentage as well. Bid Plus, we actually had this just as a stopgap because some people had this capability rolled out in their PPC accounts, some didn't. This is going to go away probably in a few weeks because it's no longer relevant. I think pretty much everybody's got these options now. We're doing a keyword targeting campaign. Status, we default to pause. That way you can upload this campaign and then go and look at it and make sure that it's, that it's going to, or that, you know, that it produced correctly on Amazon. And then you, all you do is on Amazon, you can go and hit enabled. I've used this tool a million times. I trust it. So I would default it to, or I'd set it to enabled. Ad group, I recommend you use something pretty generic. Now, the cool thing about this is, actually I'll go to that here in a second. Let's see, max, our ad group max bid is going to be 99 cents. That's kind of a stopgap as well. If you're not setting match types, then it would default to that. But we always, I always recommend setting match types. So this would be the ad group bid, but it actually will get overridden by the match type bids. So we have a quick question. So let's see here. Will stopping campaigns be affecting keyword rankings? So I've heard some debate on that. Stopping campaigns. So there's a couple of things that I've heard for stopping campaigns. Some people say it affects the campaign. The campaign won't perform as well, things like that. I have not seen that at all. Like I said, all I see is better and lower ACoS. So I would not, I don't think that's the case. Let's see here. If you're talking about organically, I mean, technically it could affect you organically, but generally you're not getting ranked organically unless somebody buys a product. Page views do sometimes give you a little bit of juice on the algorithm, but to me, it's not worth the amount of money that you're going to spend to not get a sale. So, that's something you would have to test. In our testing, like I said, I think it's a highly effective way of doing things. Okay, so I noticed that increasing bid price will move my listing up in pages. Yep, absolutely. Your position is definitely relative to your bid. But there's, of course, it's an algorithm just like everything. Google or Amazon looks at a lot of different data points to figure out where to actually place your ad. So, bid is definitely one of the larger factors. All right, SKU. Here you would enter a single SKU or multiple SKUs if you're doing like a bunch of child items. I would just do product one, product two, product three. They don't have to be child items. If you have a bunch of products that are similar products that you want to target with the same keywords, you can also include it here. Once again, this is default to enabled because it's a group ad group level. This would be paused, which is at the campaign level. All right, so next we get down to our keywords. Now, there's a bunch of different ways you can get keywords. You can use our keyword tool, our Chrome extension. You can use the keywords we gave you from Listing Lightning. And then you can also use tools like Pandora, which I'm gonna create this I'll go ahead and do Pandora. I'm gonna go ahead and delete these and I'm gonna use Pandora so that way you can see kind of how this works. And okay, so let's see, essential oil. In this case, you might want to go a little wider than your specific, if this was like lemongrass or whatever, you might want to go wider. That's kind of up to you. That's something you'd need to test. I'm just going to go essential oil, start really wide because I'm creating a new campaign. Say this is a new product. I want to go really wide and make sure that, I'm trying to test as many keywords as possible. So this will take about 30 seconds. We're doing some really cool stuff in the background here. We're looking at your 50 top competitors. And then we're also seeing what they convert for, getting the keywords they're converting for, all kinds of other fun stuff. So give it a few seconds here. In the meantime, We're also going to change. We have some cool stuff coming for this tool as well, where you'll also be able to just push a button and have it send to PPC Dominator. In the meantime, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to go up here. We're going to just select all of these keywords. You can see we got 4,558 keywords. We're going to download those as a CSV file. Hopefully. There we go. Okay, so we got the CSV file here. All right, so what we're gonna do here is, because we have multiple ASINs, and these ASINs may have, they will have overlapping keywords. So here you can see some overlapping keywords. That's something else we're gonna add to this tool, so you won't have to do this manually. But what you'd wanna do here is go to, is it letting me, there we go. Enable editing. All right. So what we're going to want to do is go to the keyword list, highlight it, go to data, and then go to remove duplicates. Do that. And we're selecting column B because that's where our keywords are right here. We hit OK. And we're only left with like 2,800 unique keywords. So then shift control, down arrow, and then control copy to get this whole thing. I know this seems a little tedious. Like I said, we're rolling out some updates to this tool so that you won't have to do that. All right, so we got our keywords. We're going to go back to PPC Dominator. As you can see, it saved your progress here. It's when you jump between the tools, which is kind of fun and useful. All right, so we're going to paste our keywords in there. And we got a huge list. It'll tell us how many we got. We got 2,897 keywords. Right now you're going like, well, wait a minute. I thought Amazon maxed out at 1,000 per ad group. Well, so that's a cool thing about this tool. This tool actually separate, in this case, since we have 3,000 keywords, it'll actually separate these ad groups into sub ad groups automatically. Now, this is one way to do it. Another way to do it is to really go wide and just do, go really focused and just do a campaign with like essential oil as a broad match. That's one way you can do it. That's going to cost you more money though, because you're doing a lot more experimenting. At least this has a little bit more context. So we got our keyword list here. We got 2,897 keywords. So what we're going to want to do next, this is the other really, really cool feature about this tool, which you would have to do manually otherwise, is match type. So we're going to say broad, phrase, exact. Broad bid, we're going to say 50 cents. Generally, your broad bid, you want to stay fairly low because, something like diffuser, that could fire off on a lot of products. So you want to keep your broad bid pretty low. Now, this is also going to vary by, your niche and things like that. So it's, something that you need to research a little bit more. At some point, we're hopefully going to give you, recommended bids for these. But that's going to take a lot of work. The Amazon APIs on the PPC sites, are pretty hard to deal with large quantities like this. So if we can do that, we'll definitely roll that out. So phrase bid, let's do 88 cents. I already got that pre-filled, and then exact 111. Now, the reason you want to split this out is, everybody is so confused by these match types. You want to be able to test all of these. So you want to be able to test exact, phrase, and broad. What this tool will do is, split these up for you automatically. So we're going to say, we want all these keywords in ad groups at 30 cents per click. We want phrase of all these at 88 cents. We want exact at $1.11. And so this is going to create three separate ad groups and have all these same keywords in each ad group as a different match type. This makes it really easy later on to go back and optimize it. So that's why we do that. All right, so we're pretty much done here with setting this campaign up. You'd see it was pretty quick. Like I said, doing the same thing on Amazon would take you forever, especially to do the different match types and having like these many keywords, having to break them up into separate ad groups manually. Once we got that, we hit add data. You can see here, data added. You can see we got 8,740 rows. We hit download. This will take probably like 10 seconds as we compile the data. The next thing you do is you go to, you can see here, we got the file. And you'll see automatically. So you can see here, we got campaign one, and then we got AG Broad. Let me show you this real quick, which is cool. So that's AG Broad. That's our first ad group. And then as we continue down here, you'll see AG1 broad. So this is the second ad group that we automatically split out because we went over our 1,000 character limit. We'll keep going further down and you will see ad group two, which is a broad match, but more than 2,000. You keep going, you'll see phrase. and then you'll see exact. So you can see here, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a bulk file from Amazon PPC, but this is what it looks like as a spreadsheet. So if you were to do this manually, you're talking, you know, hours and hours of work, which we just did for you pretty quickly. Uploading this is really easy. All you do is you go to your main Amazon seller dashboard and you just click on the PPC dashboard, and then you click on bulk uploads, and you'll see an upload thing. And then all you do is an upload button. And all you do is upload that Excel file that we created for you. So pretty simple. All right. So the next thing I'm going to show you is how to create a product targeting campaign. And this is kind of a ninja trick that I'll show you to do. So I just hit restart. Actually, I'm going to do, restart. We're going to start from the, oops. Just refresh it. Hold on, let me get a question here. Going back to your first one, list building, even though mobile only sees 80 words, isn't it worth putting extra for PC users? Yes, Wendy, absolutely. That's why we have it broken up into two sections. So when you export this, let me open a saved listing. So I'll show you when you export this file, or if you copy it to Amazon, we're actually giving you the whole title. So this is generally Amazon gives you 200 characters for most categories. Some are less. If it is less, you just click on this little pen icon, and then you can change the character limit. So say, say that you're this category has a limit of 150. So then you would just change this to 70. And then it'll tell you how many are being used from that standpoint there. Okay. So, when you would export this, you'll see title part one and part two. We separate it. The couple reasons we do that. One is for mobile, so you know where your mobile title is going to be. The other thing is if you're using like Shopify or eBay or something like that, titles are a lot shorter. So you can actually go and use this listing on those platforms as well, which makes it really kind of convenient and cool. So that's why we split those up. Hopefully that's clear. All right. So let's go back to PPC Dominator. Where are we? There we go. Another question, do we put exact phrase and broad all in one ad group? So Cindy, that's what's cool about this tool is when we exported it, it automatically broke those ad groups out into separate ad groups. So let me show you that again here. So you can see here, we've got AG broad, which means that all these, you can see match type here, these are all broad match. And then if you go down here, you'll see those same keywords again. Let's see here. So phrase. So then you can see down here, you got AG2 phrase. So these are the same keywords, but they're now phrase matched. They're in their own ad group called AG2 phrase. So we're automatically separating all these out for you. Like I said, the reason you want to do that is just because it makes it easier to manage later on. If you have all the keyword match types in one campaign or one ad group, it gets really hard to go and filter through and get rid of stuff and make adjustments. So that's what we recommend. All right, so let's go back and do a quick, I've got an hour now, so I'm pretty much at our normal end time, but I'm gonna go back in here really quick and show you how to do a product targeting campaign. That's kind of a new one that people don't really kind of get. The cool thing is we're gonna go back to this Pandora tool, and the other cool thing is we also have this on our Chrome tool, which will get you way, 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 way more, but it's almost overkill. So for example, let's see, I only did a partial search, but let's see. Once you get competition and all of this data fills out, you can then come down here and click on get ASINs. And let's see if it'll fill just partially, because I didn't let the process finish, but let's see. It didn't. But what this will do is this will actually, when you export this, when the process is over, you can see it's got an ASINs column here. It'll tell you all the ASINs related to all on the first page that are related to that search term. So you can really get a ton of targeting, relevant targeting ASINs, by using that. So pretty epic. But anyway, let me show you how to use it on Pandora. This is another really great way to do it, to get your 50, the 50 best products. So once again, we'll do essential oil. And what you'll see here is, as this completes, you'll actually get, or actually, I think it's already in my, hold on here. Okay, yeah, so we already have it here. So what we'll do here is we're gonna do the same process we did before. And once again, like I said, we're gonna work on this so you don't have to do it manually anymore. It'll be super easy. It'll be a couple of clicks of a button. But what you'll do here is, once again, you will go to highlight the column, hit remove duplicates. You'll say that, and then you'll select column A because that's where our ASINs are. You hit OK. And now we got 41 unique ASINs. So we're going to do that. Copy that out. And then we're going to come back to our PPC Dominator tool, and then we're going to paste that in our, oops, actually, what we have to do first is change that to product targeting. And then we'll paste our products down here. These are all ASINs. Okay, and then we do the same process. This is just a few less steps. Once again, I do campaign one. Let's do product, and then let's do manual, because this is a manual product campaign. Daily budget, let's say $20. United States, start date, we're not gonna do an end date. We're targeting manually. Dynamic bidding down, top search page. We're gonna leave all this defaulted. Make sure that you select product targeting under campaign type. Status paused. Like I said, you can do this when you first start using this tool to make sure that, you know, so you don't have any mistakes when you upload the file. And you can look at it on Amazon before you enable it. I trust and know how to use this tool, so I will put it to enabled. Once again, you can just use a generic ad group name, max bid, dollar. Now, in this case, the max bid is actually what is going to be applied, because you're not doing match types, you're just doing product matching. So, you know, this would be actually what your max bid would be. And then SKU, once again, you can do multiple SKUs here like that. You can make a big list. You could even do it like 100 if you wanted to. It doesn't really matter. This tool will handle that either way. So once we got it, let's go back here real quick. Check. We got $20 United States, start date, manual, dynamic bidding down. All right. Looks like we got it. Everything. We have everything. Once again, we just hit add data. And you'll see here we got 47 rows. We'll hit download. And once again, we will get the download here. And you will see. So now we got our target product campaign. So what this is you can see here we got 40, I think it was 43 was the total amount of SKUs here. So going back to this, what we did was we went and found our top competitors here. So these are all the ASINs of our top 50 competitors. And what we just did was we took those top 50 competitors and we created a product targeting campaign for those top 50 competitors. And then we, and now we'll, depending on the bid, we will appear on those competitors' product pages. So if you don't know what that looks like, let's see here. All right, so let's do, okay, so this would be, we're grabbing all the ASINs, so say applesauce was your keyword, we're going through and grabbing all the ASINs that are related to that phrase, so that makes it super, super powerful. All right, guys, so that is it for today. I gave you a quick overview of all the tools, and then I also kind of went really in-depth on PPC Dominator. There are a few other options that you can use on this tool, that we didn't quite have time to cover, things like auto campaigns, but auto campaigns are actually quite easy to do, even directly on the Amazon dashboard. So really, this tool is super useful for the manual targeting. So that is it, guys. Thank you so much. Please, any questions while I went through this, please drop in the chat. If it's something that isn't related, of course, it doesn't matter. Feel free to ask. I'm happy to help, whether it's tool related or not. Like I said, I believe Amy is going to be in China again next week. I'm not sure on the guest next week. I don't know if we have a guest or if it's going to be just me again. But we'll have something good for you next week. PPC seems to be something really a lot of people struggle on, so we might keep covering that. But besides that, guys, thank you so much. It's always awesome to have you guys live. Once again, every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. If you don't know, we are now on all the major podcasting platforms, and I know everybody asks you to do it. But we really, really appreciate it because it gets other people listening, is to leave a rating and a review on whatever platform you're on. If you're on iTunes or Android or whatever, really, really appreciate that. It really helps us, you know, kind of get the word out and, you know, help as many people as we can, which is our goal. So thank you so much, guys. And happy Tuesday. And once again, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, SellerSEO.com and AmazingAtHome.com.